KTBB owner general manager Paul Gleiser with you. Tell me, Texas. Good morning, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day, early, Melissa.
Thanks.
We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. 50 years ago, former New York Democratic Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan was working in the Johnson administration as Assistant Secretary of Labor. In that role, he authored a report called The Negro Family, The Case for National Action. The report came to be called simply The Moynihan Report. The report's worth remembering 50 years later for its prescience. Moynihan correctly stated that the increasing breakdown of the black family had profound negative implications for black economic success. Moynihan correctly worried that the welfare programs that would go on to become pillars of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society might exacerbate black family breakdown. He worried that welfare programs would be an inadequate substitute for a nuclear family and could have the unintended consequence of perpetuating many of the very factors that bring about poverty. His concerns were well-founded. As subsequent studies of the program called Aid to Families with Dependent Children, a.k.a. welfare, would reveal, in millions of cases, a husband's income reduced welfare benefits paid to the mother by more than what the husband could earn. As a result, marriage was disincentivized. Women of childbearing age were effectively paid to keep men out of the house. We're now paying the price. Over 70% of black children born today are born to unwed mothers. That's had a profound impact on poverty rates, dropout rates, drug use, gang involvement, and criminality. The overwhelming majority of young black males who wind up in jail come from fatherless homes. The majority of young black girls from fatherless homes go on to bear fatherless children. Growing up without a father in the home is the common denominator among kids who drop out of school, join gangs, abuse drugs, commit suicide, or die as the result of homicide. When you control for fatherlessness, the difference in the poverty rate for black children and white children is statistically insignificant. Liberals of the day denounced the Moynihan Report, calling it blaming the victim. A half century later, despite convincing evidence of the report's fundamental correctness, liberals still make that assertion. They resoundingly reject the idea that in 2015, poverty is much more a cultural problem than a political one. But a dispassionate look at the data reveals that Moynihan, a Democrat, had it right. It's an interesting coincidence that since 1965, the United States has spent approximately $17 trillion on anti-poverty programs, an amount almost identical to the balance on the national debt. And yet, for having borrowed from our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, poverty rates are essentially unchanged from 1965, and poverty continues to disproportionately affect black households. In the absence of any real progress in the war on poverty in half a century, cool heads might say that it's time to engage in a conversation aimed at changing the very strategy of that war. Dusting off the Moynihan Report and rereading it could be the very thing to get that conversation started. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. One of the challenges of telling you about Keepersall wines in these commercials is choosing what to talk about. I've recently been going on about the 2011 Keepersall Syrah, but that does such a disservice to the rest of the collection. As an example, the Keepersall Estate's 2009 Merlot, one of the most awarded of the Keepersall wines. Among its accolades, recognition as one of the top five Merlots in Texas by the Texas Wine Journal, silver medal in 2012 from the American Wine Society, and double gold just recently at the Houston International Wine Competition. You, of course, don't have to put any stock in any of this. Just go try it for yourself at the Keepersall Winery. When you tell them I sent you, the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. The 2009 Keepersall Merlot. It's grown, vended, bottled, and enjoyed right here in East Texas. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.